Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2 Minute Time Lord Podcast number 246. This past Monday, the 5th of December, Russell T. Davies, the showrunner who brought Doctor Who out of the wilderness, gave a frank, sad interview to Lawrence Watts of Pink News, revealing that he has left Los Angeles and his television career is, for now, on hold. RTD told Watts that earlier this year, his partner Andrew began to get intense headaches. On a holiday back in Britain, the diagnosis was cancer of the brain, with immediate surgery and months of radiation and chemotherapy ahead. As Davies put it, the lives we had in LA just sort of closed down overnight. For the immediate future, RTD has made the transition from writer and producer to his partner's caregiver. Until this week, I'd been curious about whether there was a future for Torchwood, or why I hadn't heard anything about Davies' dream project, Cucumber. From the Watts interview, it looks like he doesn't have the answers either, but those questions aren't his priority. Cancer is a nightmare. That nightmare is tempered somewhat when there are loved ones supporting each other and the financial resources for treatment and comfort, but not everyone has those resources. And finding a cure for cancer is a profoundly expensive undertaking. And that's why I've made a small contribution to the Samantha Dixon Brain Tumor Trust, the largest dedicated funder of brain tumor research in the UK, which also provides compassionate and comprehensive support services for patients. Not just for Andrew and Russell T. Davies, but for everyone living with the disease or supporting their loved ones who do. People fighting the same battle. If you'd like to join that battle, maybe you're like me, wanting to thank the man who took Doctor Who out of the wilderness by making a small effort to help put cancer back in the wilderness, go to braintumortrust.co.uk. That's the British spelling of tumor with a spurious U. Or click the link in the show notes at 2minutetimelord.com. That's T-W-O. You can contribute to the Brain Tumor Trust's general fund, as I did, or to their ongoing Gift of Hope campaign. And all of my hopes to Andrew for a full recovery, and my best wishes to his partner as well.